Welcome to Living the Dream Outdoors, the official podcast of Living the Dream Outdoor Properties. We live by the motto, it's not just land, it's a lifestyle. And we live the outdoor lifestyle every day. Whether you're a landowner or dreaming of joining the ranks of those closest to the earth, we're your brothers and sisters of the outdoors. We hunt, we fish, we're stewards of the land. And our Living the Dream team will show you the way to enjoying the land and all the outdoor pursuits it has to offer. Here's your host, Bill Cooper.
Welcome to Living the Dream Outdoor Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Cooper, and I'm still down at the National Wild Turkey Federation Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, this is the last afternoon. All of us are looking a little bedraggled. It's been three busy days. I got a couple of friends on with me. One of them's a long-time friend, Mr. Ralph Dern. Yeah. The other's a relatively new friend, Zach Howell. He's from down in Arkansas. We call him Zach the Landman.
He don't look near as old as us.
He's not.
I bet his birthday ain't on the same day as ours.
Ralph and I share a birthday, August the 1st. No. But I think he's at least 20 years older than me. wishful thinking, huh?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But Zach is, I guess, probably the newest land agent with Living the Dream Outdoor Properties.
Yeah.
We're trying to indoctrinate him, and I think he might be having doubts.
Yeah, you think?
Well, he's a very talented guy. He works for the railroad. He's a musician. Entertained us last night. And, man, I think he's got a backhoe business or something.
Yeah, mini excavator, yeah.
Yeah, and he's got all kinds of jobs.
I wonder if he needs a drummer. I play drums, but, you know, nobody wants to hear just drums.
No.
Hey, I'm always looking for some more band members.
Well, Ralph has got quite a history, you know. Were you born in St. Genevieve County?
No, it was Jefferson County.
Jefferson County.
But it was only 5 miles from the county line.
Jefferson County, kind of a rough county, you know.
Probably a drug
capital of Missouri.
Conservation agents used to tell me if the department thought you needed discipline, they sent you to Jefferson County.
That's true. But anyway, he grew up on a farm, you know, and being an old farm boy, you have to entertain yourself sometimes.
So he kind of
started imitating birds and frogs and all kinds of weird stuff, you know. But he landed a job with the Missouri Department of Conservation. And later in his career, they dubbed him, you know, the guy that to make all those animal sounds.
Yeah.
The official title was wildlife imitator or something like that.
Yeah. I started as wildlife damage control agent. That's a fancy name for state trapper.
Yeah. And he could trap them, too. How did you ever advance from a trapper into that cush job of just making animal sounds?
We started trapper education program as damage control agents because we were most the only people in the department that knew how to trap, apparently. So we started trapper education because we needed trapper education for people, you know, especially when furs were high.
Oh, yeah.
And so we started that, and we'd have three or four of these schools all around the state, and we did them. Well, they thought maybe we need to transition that over to the outdoor skills unit in the education section because there was a whole lot more of them, and they were divided up evenly across the state into regions. We were teaching that, and we were trying to teach them to teach that. And at the same time, they needed to be doing turkey hunt seminars because we had so many hunting accidents in turkey season. Mistaken for game, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so they also had me doing the calling section of the turkey seminars all over the state because I work statewide, see?
Yeah.
And then I thought, now, wait a minute. These guys only have 20 counties, and they make more than I do. I'm already teaching the trapping and the turkey hunting. Something about this doesn't seem right. So
sounds
when they
like
had,
a good deal for everybody but you.
So they had openings coming up. They were going to add 5 more and divide the regions up even smaller. And I'm like, now, wait a minute. And it's a raise.
So I applied for that and apparently lucked into that, you see. And I didn't have a master's degree, but it didn't really require it. They just wanted you to have it. But I had more experience hunting and fishing and trapping than anybody else they hired.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, I'll do that. When that led me into doing hunter education, shooting sports, aquatic education, turkey seminars, trapping, everything you can think of. And
don't let him fool you, Zach. He's not really that smart.
No, I'm not. But, you know, had to get NRA certified in rifle, pistol, shotgun, and all of those things, too.
All the
you
fun
know?
Stuff.
All the fun stuff. And that was our job. Do fun stuff and teach other people to do fun stuff.
I mean, I'll tell you what, it's that not shooting like, sports stuff
yeah,
is fun.
I'm all about that.
It's not like going to work. It's like going to fun every day.
Right.
You remember that day we spent in the Outdoors Woman Workshop on our birthday?
Oh, yeah.
We was there at 6 in the morning, and we didn't get to leave till midnight.
Yeah. Who was that famous gal that was there?
Earlene Mandrell.
We got to teach her how to shoot.
Yeah. She never shot skeet before. So, yeah, I mean... So, like, I still got 100 good-looking women, wasn't
I know
it?
But I still got a short finger because one of these guys, she slammed the chamber two on my finger.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I actually got paid for that day. It was Saturday, but see, when you work for the state,
all the days
are the same. You just get paid for 5 of them. Don't matter how many.
Yeah.
You might work 10 of them that week, but you only get paid for 5.
Right. So, well, I don't think I got paid. You should have split your paycheck
you didn't
with
get
me.
Paid. You didn't get
Why
paid.
Was I?
But my wife got the check that month like she always does.
Oh,
see? So,
yeah. She took care of it.
Yeah, she spends it all. I don't get to see any of it. But I mean, it was fun stuff. So I was doing all of that. Well, I'll tell you what happened. They changed us over to Protection Division when they made hunter ed mandatory, so we concentrate on just that. And they put us in the protection regions, which means I actually got down to 13 counties. But I was also the designated person to investigate hunting incidents or accidents.
Oh, my goodness.
So they said, you know, if it's turkey season or deer season, you can't leave your region. It don't matter what. You got to be in your region in case there's an accident. You got to get there right away to investigate it, just like they would investigate a crime. And so I got a call from Kansas City. They were having a national Rotarian convention, and they wanted me to speak at their luncheon for like 1,500 Rotarians. And I had to turn it down.
Oh,
because they couldn't leave the region.
Yeah.
Well, the protection chief got together with the director, and they said, you know what? Ralph Dern needs to work the whole state because he gets requests from all over. And my boss only let me do about 1 out of my region a month.
Wow.
So he said, how many do you get? I don't know. He said, start documenting your requests for out-of-region programs. And it ended up being 30 to 35 a month.
Wow. I keep the guy busy.
So they said, well, we're going to have to figure out a way to make you statewide. And so we're going to have to come up with some kind of job title. Could you write a job description?
Write your own job description. Wouldn't you love to do that, Zach?
For what you get requests to do. I went, really? I said, I hope this pays better. I'll never see my house again. And then I had to apply. After I wrote the job description, like everybody, I had to apply, and I had to interview. And people said, well, what are you going to do if you don't get it? I said, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing and refer all them requests to whoever gets it.
Yeah.
Let them do it, you know.
Then they'll quit and you'll get the job after all.
And apparently, I got the job, see. So I was statewide doing programs. The only specifications were I had to have at least 100 people to go.
Oh.
And I ended up doing 300 programs a year.
300 programs.
And
can
I,
you imagine that?
And I turned down 600.
Wow.
So that's they really incredible. Needed 5 of me.
Yeah. really so.
Yeah.
But you know what? When they made Ralph Dern, they broke the mold, you know. There wasn't any more of them. There wasn't any,
anybody in the country doing what you were doing.
And when I retired, they didn't fill my job. They couldn't find anybody.
Well, I'm sure that's true, because he was one of a kind. But Ralph used to come to our turkey hunt camps with Ray I, and I'm telling you, get those two together. And
yeah.
It was
yeah.
a menagerie of
we
wild
had a
animals
of
all the time, man.
We did them everywhere. We even did them at the Jake's camp in Kansas.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Kansas, you know, they got five trees. And,
yeah.
And
they still got turkeys.
So they had to import some turkey hunting experts. We went. Steve Stoltz went once. You know, I went three times. Ray went twice more, twice without me and twice with me, I guess. And, yeah, so we go. I've ended up all over the country, actually. I counted up this number of states. It's a lot.
Yeah. He even wound up on the famous TV show. Who was it? New York.
Jay Leno. Oh,
he was
Jay
on the
Leno.
Jay Leno show. Jay
yeah,
Leno.
First I was in New York. Me and Ricky Joe Bishop were in New York in 1995. We went to the breakfast time show on the FX cable network. I never heard of FX. You know, I didn't have a satellite. I thought they misspelled Fox. But we were on that show for 2 hours, live TV for 2 hours.
Well, the thing I remember most about it, all these people in Central Park up there, you know,
yep.
reported this weirdo yep. that was calling like a crow in
calling
Central Park, New York.
He's calling the crows in. They're coming from every direction.
They said, come get this crazy homeless
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
And then a couple years later, I won the World Quail Calling Contest. So I was the first ever World Quail Calling Champion. And that came about because the QU convention was in Springfield. And I was down there doing programs to entertain people that weren't in the habitat meetings because there were all these exhibitors there. There needed to be something to draw people to come to go to the exhibits. So I was doing my show, and they had me all over every radio and TV station in Springfield to promote it, to get
yeah.
people there. Well, I went over there to the one right down the Sunshine Street from Bass Pro Shop.
Yep.
With Noon News with Steve Grant.
Okay.
And after we got done, it was live, he said, you know, you ought to be on the Tonight Show. And I said, I'd love to be on the Tonight Show. I said, well, I was in Duluth, Minnesota, Ray and I both, to National Trappers Convention one time, and the NBC station interviewed us. And they said, we can get you on the Tonight Show. And if we can't get you on that, we'll get you on the Letterman, which was after the Tonight Show. And then... Then later they said, we're sorry, it didn't come through. There was too much background noise to send it. So I said, yeah, I'd like to go. And he said, I'll take care of it. I thought, what do you mean? Yeah. Well, that afternoon was the preliminary quail call, and I won by 150 points, the prelims. So I thought there's a good chance I might win the finals.
Oh, wow.
And,
yeah, that's a pretty good indication.
Yeah.
And he sent a news crew over to do a feature story for the Thursday night special. And I said, Steve Grant told me to get me on the Tonight Show. Can he really? He said, Steve Grant told you he could get you on the Tonight Show. You're going to be on the Tonight Show. I said, why? He said, we're a number two market share station in the country. And Jay Leno came there the year before for 4th of July. So when Steve Grant speaks, Jay Leno listens.
It's kind of like E.F. Hutton.
And sure enough, I get back to my room and I got a message on the phone. And this lady is Jolie Ansel. She grew up across the river from St. Louis in Illinois. She's the person that books people for the Tonight Show. She's in Hollywood, NBC in Hollywood. Said, we'd love to have you on the show for Thanksgiving and to do your turkey calls. I said, well, if everything goes right tomorrow, I should be the first World Quail Calling Champion. She said, oh, I hope it is, but if you don't win, that's all right. We want you anyhow. And so and that was in the summertime, and they said, we'll be getting a hold of you. And sure enough, Thanksgiving Day, 1997, I was on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
That is just wild. Now, Zach, have you ever run into anybody like him in Arkansas?
No, never.
All right. I knew you probably hadn't. That's one reason I want to have you on the show, because I want you to hear this talent. This is a very talented young man as well, and I can just see it in my mind. If you can learn a little bit from Ralph Dearing, and you're already – he's charmed to pass.
Oh, he's a singer. He can do these calls.
I can teach him.
I've taught singers how to yelp and gobble.
I think he can do some of that already, but he's entertained the socks off of people here for 3 days. He's got the personality and all of that.
Okay.
But I thought if you can educate him a little bit more, it'll be a tap dance for him when it comes to selling real estate.
We'll do a few of those. We'll get the crowd going.
Well, maybe I did this a day too soon. You cannot do that tonight while I'm trying to sleep.
Good. Now, I have been to Arkansas. I did a program in Little Rock for the Arkansas Wildlife Federation. And Mike Huckabee and Mr. Rockefeller, that was his lieutenant governor, set through a program I did about the fur trade, and I was in my buckskins. And afterwards, they come up to me and told me how they took up muzzleloader hunting, and I had no idea who they were.
Yeah.
And, of course, he introduced himself and Mike Huckabee, and I said, "That name sounds familiar. I feel like I should know you." And he says, "Well, I'm the governor." I said, "Well, excuse me, I'm hillbilly from Missouri. Yeah, I don't get there very often.
What do you know?"
And he said, "Well, are you going to lunch? Let's go to lunch." And we went to lunch, and this is what I didn't know. It was election year, so it was a candidates' forum, and they were both running for re-election, so they got up and talked. They sat with me for lunch, and then they got up and gave the best speech, and I'm like, "Wow, I vote for these guys. You think they'll let me vote for them too?" You know?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Robbie, you're full of tales. Hey, this is a good point right here. Take just a short break. The folks don't go away. We're having a good time, but it's going to get better in a second. We're going to twist Ralphie's arm a little bit and get him to do some of his world-famous calls for us. You might learn a little bit. All right, we'll be right back.
Our forefathers gave us a Bill of Rights. One of those is the right to step in the front door of Pond Center, where the faint sound of eagles screeching from on high a bounding purple mountain's majesty browse the walls full of glorious firearms. It's hard not to shed a patriotic tear as your red, white, and blue blood becomes fortified by the sight of true freedom. Pond Center, located at 408 Highway 72 East in Rolla, Missouri. Or give us a call at 573-426-GUNS.
Hey everyone, this is Michael Collins with Misty Mountains Guiding Service. I'm here to talk to you a little bit about what we offer. Misty Mountains is a smallmouth and trout-specific guiding service that caters to the Northern Ozarks region. My areas include the Upper Merrimack River, the Gasconade, and a few smaller creeks in the Mid-Missouri area. Whether you enjoy casting streamers to bass, drifting a dry fly, or ripping lips with spinning gear, I've got you covered. Fishing is made easy in my state-of-the-art drift boat raft. I control the boat with ease while you or yourself and a buddy do all the work at catching fish. Besides a great day on the water, I provide all needed gear, a delicious shore lunch, and as much fishing knowledge as you can carry with you on the way home. Spots for the 2024 season are going fast. Give me a call or text today to get your trip booked. My number is 573-823-9057. Find me on Facebook and Instagram at Misty Mountains Guiding Service. It's always an adventure with Misty Mountains.
This is Dan from the White Buffalo Fly Shop, your gateway to Missouri's blue ribbon trout streams and world-class smallmouth water. Whether you're headed to Mill Creek, the Kern, or the Gasconade, we've got the flies, the gear, and the local know-how to help you fish with confidence. If you're looking to sharpen your casting skills, join one of our hands-on clinics. Or if you'd like to craft your own fly rod, build it with us in one of our rod building courses. You're always welcome in our fly tying nights to swap stories, share patterns, and get the latest hatch reports. White Buffalo Fly Shop is more than just a place to gear up. It's a hub for our local community. You'll find us at 605 North Pine Street in Rolla or online at whitebuffaloflyshop.com.
Welcome back to Living the Dream Outdoor Podcast. We're down at the National Wild Turkey Federation Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. I hope you enjoyed that first half. It's only going to get better in the second half. I've got Ralph Dearing with me. He's known as a wildlife imitator, been doing that for decades. I think he was doing it as a little bitty child. In fact, I'm not sure he wasn't born in the woods. Also got with me Zach Howe. He's a land agent from Arkansas and quite an outdoorsman and entertainer himself. Mm-hmm. And so I've tried to get these two elements together, and hopefully old Mr. Ralph Duren, who shares a birthday with me, can teach Zach a little bit about what he's doing.
Right.
But gosh, what a career you had. How long did you hold that title and perform programs like that?
Well, in my last 10 years, but I was doing those programs even before I started with the department.
Ah.
I did a turkey seminar in Columbia when I was still in college.
Yeah.
When they opened up Boone County.
Yeah.
I did it at Lee's Archery.
Uh-huh.
In my speech class, I talked about turkey hunting and trapping, because I knew more about those two subjects than anybody else with that class full of city slickers.
Something easy for you to talk about too. You can fill up a page or some time real quick.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna put you guys on the spot just a little bit. I suckered you in, Zach. Now you're gonna pay the price.
All right.
All right. I want a little education to take place here.
Mm-hmm.
Do an owl hoot first, then break it down and teach Zach how to owl hoot.
Okay. It starts real easy with a... Ooh.
Okay, Zach, it's your turn.
Okay. Ooh. Now, you got to use your glottis.
I'm a little bit dry. I don't think you can get it to flick like
you're gargling.
I can't get it to flicker.
It's the same one if you want to do a screech owl.
They
don't have stop and breathe.
Oh, yeah. That was a minute and a half. We'll see how long you can go back. He about to fall off his stool over there already.
Okay, so one note with the roll on the end. Then who cooks for you? Who cooks for y'all? I wanted to ask them Canadians up there a while ago in their seminar if up there they go, oh, eh? But, but there, who cooks for y'all?
Oh, ho.
Okay. Then you shorten it up to, oh, ho. And then when you get two or three together, they laugh.
Oh.
Okay, that's a screech owl. And in this one, you can get, sometimes they do this. Okay. Now, if you're doing that, you can do a mourning dove. Because a mourning dove is...
I can't get it to flutter back there. I'm too dry.
Flutter. That's why I snore so loud. Now, don't go to the doctor. They'll cut that out. You'll never get that back. I told him, hey, we can fix that. I said, you ain't touching this throat. You ain't taking my owl roll. My screech out. So, there's a lot of them like that. I like to gobble. You say ga, and then you go obble, 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 but you do it in the back of your throat. It's like a machine gun. So it comes out. Or you double gobble. Sound like a whole flock of gobblers, you see.
Now, have you got that down, Zach?
Got that out?
I can sure try.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then you need to yelp. Of course, you know, you can't just get by with a gobble. You yelp. There you go. Okay, so you got all that. So then, if you don't know where the turkey is to start with, you don't want to start with... You want to do, oh, Or you want to do...
Hit them with the crow call, huh?
Hit them with the crow call or the... the piloted woodpecker call. Red-tail hawk call. The peacock call. The coyote howl. You see, all of those work. Once you get that, you know where they're at. You get a little closer. You sit down and do your... You'll get...
That's when you know it's on.
Yeah. And that's when you know. And then it's on.
Now, the only problem with this, he's going to learn that. He'll kill every turkey in Arkansas next year.
Yeah, there ain't many of them left. I think there's a little question with most people about when the season is.
Yeah, that's an education thing.
I think it's like whenever they see it, well, is season.
Yeah, season.
Over the decades in the turkey camp, so, and I was listening to Ralphie's program, one of my favorite scenarios that he always set up was just being out in the woods and the early morning wake up sounds that you mm-hmm. hear, and then getting into those turkey gobbles.
Right.
Hey, do that little scenario for us.
Heard that one before, that rough growl? Yeah, if you're in Kansas, it's... It's prairie chickens, or Nebraska, it's... It's pheasants. Here. Sandhill cranes, you got to be in Nebraska for that. You see, it just goes on and on wherever you happen to be. I guess we got them in Canada now. Oh, got moose, you know.
Man, I tell you what, Bill, you should have brought this guy in on Thursday. That way I wouldn't have had to waste so much money on animal calls. Yeah. Just take him with me every time I go.
Now, here's the deal now. I was in Washington State in the mountains. They got mountain lions. Had a mountain lion come in. I had three gobblers over there going. I heard. I looked up. There's nine gobblers in the trees. They land up there. And I got. And up on this hill, I hear. Sound like an old house cat.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh. The guy I was with calling for, he said, what's that? It's a kitty cat.
A big kitty cat.
Kitty cat. What's a kitty cat doing out here in the mountains, in the Blue Mountains? I said, he's looking for turkey for dinner. He keeps coming down the mountain. He's getting closer and closer to the... Pretty soon as they fly up, all the turkeys in the trees now, 12 of them. The video guy says, oh, wow, I got them all on the camera. I got them all in the same view. Make them gobble them. I heard, I put my calls away. He said, call, they're going to come down here. And I said, no. I said, yeah, call, they're going to fly down here. I said, no. He said, why? I said, I'm the only turkey left on the ground.
If
you hear a cheap chirp, 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 like a little one does, you hear a, don't wait for, you're not at the top of the food chain anymore.
Oh, you know, now that I think about it, there is one one call I could do fairly well.
Yeah.
It's a Bob White.
Bob White.
Yeah.
There you go. Now to call them in with the covey call. Yep.
Bob I only White. Had half the equation, didn't I?
Yep. Yep. You got to have cover
call. Well, now I got the whole thing.
Yeah. I've called him in from my Sunday school class to the church parking lot. I called him in to the top of the Mississippi Queen on the Mississippi River at Cape Girardeau, down there by Tire Rock.
Wow.
Come Bill flying, don't know where Cape Girardeau out is.
That, come flying out of that bean field. Come and here's me and about 200 people on top of Mississippi Queen. You ought to have seen him do the backstroke out there.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, hey, spring turkey season's coming up just a few weeks away. You're getting all excited here in the state of Missouri, all across the Midwest, you know. I got some turkeys lined up. And, Ralphie, I'm gonna have to practice my calls just a little bit. Hey, you've been around turkeys all your life, man. Mm-hmm. And, hey, give us, in the closing here, just give us a two or three turkey hunting tips and sounds you would use to help that bring that gobbler in.
Okay. Patience.
I knew you was going to bring that up.
Turkeys don't have a watch. They got nowhere to go and nothing to be in a hurry about.
And ain't that the truth?
And on TV, it takes 20 minutes, right?
Yeah, or less.
Because you got commercials in there.
Yeah.
20 minutes. And that gobbler can come a mile away and walk right up and shoot him in 20 minutes because they cut out the 4 hours in between, see? So one thing is don't be in too big a hurry because a lot of times when he's far enough away, like I was hunting my crew one time, you know, my crew down to the lake, and turkey's on that far hill over there. And he says, we're going to have to go over there. I said, I don't think so. He's hot. He cuts me off. He'll be, yeah, we're going to have to go over there. I said, we can't just go down here and up there. We're going to bust him. We've got to go up the hill up this way and around that big valley and come down that road over there. Time we got over, we sat down and I hit, he got right back where we just left.
Yep.
And he said, we're going to have to go over there. I said, no, we've been through that. I told you, just sit still. And I called him right back up to where he started. So don't be in too big a hurry. And that's one thing. And the other thing is sit still. And for most people, they think if their butt is in the same place, they're sitting still.
Yeah.
And then they're adjusting their hat and their glasses and they're scratching and they're turning and moving and wiggling. Sitting still means don't move anything but your eyes and try not to blink very often. Okay, so sit still. And the other thing is when you go out to the woods doing anything, and you see turkeys do the same thing, sit absolutely still, do absolutely nothing, watch every move they make so that you know when you better shoot because he's decided the jig is up.
Uh-huh.
And you can sit and be mesmerized by him and all of a sudden realize he just walked out of range. Or behind that big tree, you think he's coming out. Oh, no, he got behind that big tree and walked straight away.
Straight away from you. I've had that happen.
So that's that other thing. Watch turkeys so you know their behavior and what they're doing and when. Because a lot of times when they're just walking along, they're going to duck. Now, I know two or three of them out there I've missed before. They walk around ducking all the time because all the shots flew off over their head. But they duck at a certain point, and they can duck quicker than you can pull the trigger.
Yep.
And he goes right over the top of him. But don't shoot him in the body. Don't shoot him in the body. Make him get his head up first and only move if his head is all the way behind a really big tree. Because I've also seen them back up and look at you when they thought they was going behind a tree. And peek out the other side when you thought they weren't coming out.
Yep.
Because they can do anything. So the golden rule is turkeys don't do everything you think they should do. They do whatever they feel like. And that's the only reason turkey hunting's so much fun. On a video game, if you watch it long enough, it does the same thing every time. Uh-huh. You can guess the pattern, you know it's coming up. Turkeys throw all that away.
Yeah.
The same turkey on a different day acts differently. And a different turkey on the same day acts differently. And it may never happen twice in a row. So sit still, wait for the shot. If he's strutting away from you and his tail is up, that's a good time to get the gun up. But believe me, I had a gobbler 10 steps I waited on for a whole long time. And when I got the gun up and he put the tail down, he knew something was different. And all I did is bring my gun up, and if I hadn't a shot, he'd been long gone. So I try to tell people, here's the deal. Don't try to get too close. You're going to bump him. They can hear 8 times better and see 20 times better and react 10, 20 times better.
Yeah, you know what? If they could smell as well as a whitetail, we'd never kill one.
Exactly right. If we could smell as good as a deer smells, we'd never kill one because they outdo us. If you could teach a turkey to play ping pong, you couldn't beat him. He's too quick and he's too fast.
I'll keep that in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
All right, we need to wrap this program up. It's time to put that turkey to roost, Ralph.
Okay.
Wow, I think that gives me coaches. I'm ready to go turkey hunting. How about you, Zach? All right, now, buddy, you've got the lessons. I expect to hear about you killing
some. I'll definitely be practicing, Bill.
You bet. Well, before wrapping up here, Zach Howell's a new agent with the Living the Dream Outdoor Properties. They're the sponsors of the Living the Dream Outdoor podcast. So, Zach, if people down in Arkansas want to get a hold of you and talk properties, and you can do that. I've been listening to you for 3 days. How would they get a hold of you?
Man, they can call me anytime. My cell phone number is 573-840-4187. I got advertisements all over my truck. My name and number is on the side of my truck, and you can't miss it when it goes by. And I'm always posting on social media and Facebook. Got my own page, a real estate page on Facebook. And there's always, you know, just the website, too. So,
absolutely. Hey, and you're going to be hearing a lot more from this young man. He's got a lot on the ball, very enthusiastic, loves life, loves people, and loves the land.
That's right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, Ralph Duren, man, it's great to have you on the program. It's been a while since we've got together.
Yes. And
did you send me a happy birthday this year?
Oh, yeah.
I think you did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. But August the 1st, man.
Yep, August 1st.
We celebrate birthdays together.
Every year we're older on August the 1st.
That's a good thing.
Yep, that's true. That's the alternative. The alternative ain't so good sometimes, but I'm planning on it being a whole lot better.
Oh, yeah, me too, man. Yeah. All righty. What fun we have had. And folks, from Ralph Duren, Zach Howell, myself, Bill Cooper, we're living our outdoor dreams. We encourage you to get into the outdoors and live your outdoor dreams as well.
People love a good mustache. People also love a good firearm. The fine people down at Pond Center like both. They have the largest selections of firearms in the area, and with a friendly, knowledgeable staff of hombres to help you pick the gun that's right for you, you could end up riding into the sunset with a gun you love. Find them at pc72guns.com, on shelf, in store, online, or give them a call at 573-426-GUNS. That's Pond Center. Guns welcome. Mustache appreciated.
Captain Brian Wilson runs one of the tightest bow fishing operations in the business. Stainwater Bow Fishing operates out of Jerome, Missouri, and the beautiful Missouri Ozarks. They cover most Ozark streams and lakes. You haven't lived until you've searched Ozark waters during the night with Stainwater Bow Fishing while looking for giant gar, carp, and buffalo. Captain Wilson also runs a second boat on Taneycomo Lake. Call today to book a trip with Stainwater Bow Fishing at 573- 263 8016. Again, that's 573-263-8016. Be sure and shoot straight.
The Living the Dream Outdoors podcast is brought to you by Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, The Fly Rod Journals, SmokerBuilder.com, Cowtown USA, Westover Farms, Scenic Rivers Taxidermy, Stained Water Bow Fishing, Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours, Huzzah Valley Resort, Devil's Backbone Outfitters, J&J Charters, Kaufman Cove, Alaska, Bean Creek Game Calls, Misty Mountain Guide Service, ASO Guides and Outfitters with Ryan Walker, The Rambling Angler, and Rich's Famous Burgers.
Land ownership is the American dream. Land is the basis of all life. Our wise use of this most precious of resources ensures the survival and growth of free institutions and our American way of life. At Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, we value the traditions and freedoms that land provides us. Every day we seek the solace of a mountain sunrise over traffic jams and smog, the calming silence of a bubbling stream over the sirens of the city, and the quiet of the countryside over the hustle and bustle of the world. We hunt, we fish, we farm. We live off the land. It's our mission to help our clients live out their dreams on the land as we do. At Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, we believe that it's not just land, it's a lifestyle. Join us 5 days a week on Living the Dream Outdoor Podcast as the Living the Dream Outdoor Dream Team explores the most desired outdoor properties in the Midwest and whisks you away to incredible hunting, fishing, and outdoor recreation opportunities. Host Bill Cooper, an inductee of the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, will be joined by members of the Living the Dream Outdoors team each week as they tell tall tales, unveil tips and tactics, and rub elbows with some of the biggest names in the outdoor world. You'll also find the Living the Dream Outdoors podcast on your favorite social media platforms, including Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok.